earlier this week, we did see a deadly earthquake struck our friends across the ditch over in New Zealand. Now, since the main quake, there have been hundreds of smaller, yet quite powerful, aftershocks. And the quake made news all around the world at the same time that all around social media was the supermoon. Now, of course, out in Australia, the supermoon turned into a bit of a mockery thing, people sort of more having fun with how unimpressive it was out here. But did it play a part in the New Zealand earthquake? Well, Dr. John Risto is a seismologist at GNS Science in New Zealand. He's joining me via the magic of Skype. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Now, a quick question just for some background. How many, like, obviously big quakes like this hit the news sort of globally, but how many quakes does New Zealand get a year?
Well, we locate, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of around 15,000 earthquakes every year in New Zealand. Now, of course, the vast majority of these earthquakes are going to be too small to be felt. We probably have, on average every year, like a few hundred earthquakes that are felt. And then there are always like a few that get above magnitude 5 every year. And then, of course, some that actually are maybe one or two every year that are damaging.
Now, you said over magnitude 5. Is that sort of where it starts to get a little more serious, or?
Yeah, and that's kind of generally about the level when, just when the general public really starts to take notice, when they see that, 5-point something, for an earthquake, then people start to really say, oh, that sounds like a pretty sizable earthquake.
Certainly in a lot of earthquake-prone areas, there's a lot of infrastructure that's gone into building cities to make sure that they're safe around that area. Is New Zealand similar? Is there a lot of sort of earthquake kind of awareness and prevention? Prevention.
Yeah. We spend a lot of time with seismic hazard and risk studies in New Zealand and feeding this information back to engineers in order to make buildings safer. And you have to do a lot of retrofitting of buildings too, because you have, New Zealand, and I'm sure in Australia and, pretty much almost any parts of the world, you have a lot of buildings that were built before seismic building codes came into place. So these buildings have to be retrofitted. Now we have already had the problems here in Wellington, in the capital, in the central business district, where they've been evacuating a number of buildings, due to fears of safety. So they have to do more closer inspections of them to make sure that they're actually safe.
Well, let's talk right now about the supermoon and what it might have played with the earthquake.
The supermoon, yes. The supermoon didn't play any role in the earthquake. People have been looking, for hundreds of years, well, I mean not hundreds of years, but, for many decades anyways, as to some sort of correlation between lunar phases and earthquakes. The moon itself, it can put very, very small, and I have to emphasize very small perturbations in the crust of the earth, due to tidal forces. But earthquakes, they initiate many kilometers beneath the surface, and that's what we consider a shallow earthquake. And so any influence that the moon's going to have on earthquakes is going to be so incredibly small that it's almost negligible. At best, you can maybe imagine if you had a fault that through just regular tectonic forces where the stress has been building and building and building up on this fault, and now it's at like 99.99999% of the amount of stress that it can hold, the moon might come along with, like a full moon or a super moon, and just might add that last little bit to tip it over the edge. But what that means is that it was already all set to go, and it was going to happen regardless. Maybe a few hours later, through standard, through regular tectonic forces, the earthquake would have happened. So the moon doesn't play any part in actually causing the earthquakes.
So I kind of like this because a few people would have seen those stories. There's a few out there saying, oh, supermoon, definitely, we can just debunk that entirely. It definitely had nothing to do with the New Zealand earthquake.
Yes, that's right.
That is very relieving to hear. Very relieving to hear. Look, just finally, we talk a lot about sort of how hard it is to predict earthquakes. I mean, what are seismologists doing to give people that advanced knowledge?
Well, there's nothing that we can do to predict earthquakes. We can we put out earthquake forecasts, say, like when an earthquake like this one happens, we can put out aftershock forecasts. We're going to have probabilities. We can say, you know, there's a probability that we're going to have we're going to have aftershocks of, you know, 5 to 5.9 and 6 to 6.9 and so on and so forth. And through overall seismic and hazard risk studies, we can look at long-term trends for earthquakes. We can identify where active faults are, and we can look through historical records and see on average how often these faults rupture and how big the earthquakes are. And we can come up with a probability that, you know, it's going to be, you know, say a 30% probability in the next 50 years that the Alpine Fault will rupture or something like that. I'm just making that number up off the top of my head right now, so don't take that as gospel.
Not taking it as gospel.
But, you know, just things like that. And so we work in statistics and probabilities, but we can't give any absolutes.
Look, John, very illuminating and nice to have that bit of stuff finally debunked for good. Thank you very much for joining us from over in New Zealand.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was Dr. John Risto. He's a seismologist at GNS Science in New Zealand. And as I said, if you did maybe see a bit of news suggesting that somehow, I've seen a few stories going around that somehow the supermoon had some kind of effect on the New Zealand earthquake, just rest assured that is not an accurate assessment. And you just heard it from a man who would absolutely know.